Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, Certified Transformational Habits of Health Coach, Nurse, Fitness Trainer, Educator, Blog Talk Radio host, and best-selling author. According to the news on TV, we are going into time change this Sunday, March 8th, 2020, and need to set our clocks 1 hour forward. Yep, spring 1 hour forward, fall 1 hour back, and Sunday, and that's on Sunday, November 1, when we go back. We are setting our clocks on March 8th, 2020 at 2 a.m. for 1 hour forward, on November 1, 2020, 2 a.m. an hour back. All right, how does this affect your mind and body? What do you gain? What do you lose? Change worth putting your body and mind through it? What is your personal experience? And as you can tell, I'm first asking a whole bunch of questions, which I will go into in a minute. Also, are you preparing your children and elderly and even yourself by changing getting up and bedtime by 10 minutes a day for 6 weeks prior to the change, like a week at a time? So let's say if you were doing that, you would have started 6 weeks ago, which was in January, probably kind of like mid-January or so. You would have changed every week 10 minutes every day, either earlier since we're setting it forward. So 10 minutes up, going to getting up 10 minutes earlier every day, and then going to bed 10 minutes earlier at night, so you still have your 8 to 9 hours of sleep. Well, that doesn't help work for everybody, though I just thought it'd be pretty nice. The thing is, who does this? Who does do the regular, structured preparation so the body doesn't go into shock? Or do you switch cold turkey? Wow. Since I'm trying to be so organized for everything, but time change is not one of the things I'm organized about, to be totally honest with you. So for me, that's going to be a cold turkey experience again. It's going to be like a flight with a time change, a different time zone. And my body is going to be in jet lag, quote-unquote jet lag, for at least a couple of weeks. And then I'll be okay again. But that's 2 weeks out of my life where I'm going to be struggling getting up an hour earlier. The going to bed is not going to be a problem. The getting up might be. So what are we going to do? Actually, I was wondering, how do you feel when you change time forward? Are you still energized, happy and healthy, and excited to have more daylight? Or are you tired, depressed, getting sick? Those are pretty good questions, even if I have to say so myself. Because, as I said, I'm speaking from experience, how it's affecting me. I know as a child, where I grew up in Switzerland, we didn't have the time change at that time, but that was a long time ago. So we didn't have any time changes, and I never, ever, ever had any problems getting up and going to bed and keeping my schedule because it never changed. So it was easy. The only thing that changed is it was a little bit darker in the morning in the winter months, but everybody knew that. So there was no problem about it. We still started school at 10 after 7 in the morning from fifth grade on. And I just go, wow, 7:10 a.m., you're at school. So I got up at 6. I left at 6:30 or so to go to school. I was there by 7, so I was ready to start class at 7:10. So those are all things that I am considering right now. And I go, man, 1 hour change, forward or backward, really messes up my body and my mindset. And I want to be in control of it. I want to be positive. I want to make the best out of every situation. So why are we even talking about daylight saving time? And I just read today, it's not savings, it's saving. Just daylight saving time. When did that start? What's going on? And there is a whole bunch of history about that. And people have been fighting for a long time to say they don't want it or they do want it. And yet the government does not come to consensus to make sure it works. Because it's not just one group of the government who can decide something. It's everybody who needs to be in agreement. So in 2018, this subject came up in California. And yeah, the Californians did not like the time change. They wanted to keep it even throughout the year. And the government was talking about it, but not every group was in sync. And so, of course, they haven't done anything. So that's actually quite interesting, because what I noticed with myself, when I get to sleep an hour longer in a winter, that's okay. I have no problem with that. But getting up an hour earlier as of Sunday, that is a big issue, especially with the trips coming up, going to Arizona. There is probably going to be a time change, except that state does not change the time. So I wonder, are we going to be still between California and Arizona an hour difference, or is it going to be 2 hours difference or zero difference? I will find out when I'm there, if not before. That is just kind of something that I am contemplating. You know, I'm trying to make a difference, not just in my life, but in everybody's life that I come across. And I just wondered, I read, did the daylight savings time measure pass? No, it did not pass yet. Should daylight savings time be abolished? That was another question that popped up somewhere when I did my research. And many people are for it. Some people are against it. Well, who and why? So it actually started with the farmers many, many years ago, that the ones that, you know, farming, you can't really do much farming when it's really dark outside, so because it's dangerous. So they were in favor of changing the time so they had more daylight time to get their chores done on the farm. And anybody who's ever worked on a farm, lived on a farm, experienced that life, knows that farming is hard labor. It is hard science. And it takes a lot of dedication, knowledge, endurance, willingness, and consistency to actually farm and produce a field that is, you know, that really brings in some income. Farmers usually do not just farm for themselves to have some food on the table. They farm to make a living, to support their families, and to help all of us who don't farm to have good, healthy food. So by making that difference, it's pretty hard. So question is, are we in the United States considering the farmers for the amazing positive influence they are and make for us, or are we griping about it? How does it affect us? And I said, for me, it does affect my body seriously. And when my body is affected, it affects my mind. And I'm pretty darn sure from what I've heard and what I read and researched, it does that to a lot of people. So what are some of the positives with the time change? Okay, time an hour forward in spring, getting up an hour earlier gives us more daytime. It's light when we get up, we need less electricity, but it affects our body. It affects our mind. It affects our health. It affects a lot of things. And now the question is, what outweighs what? Is it better to be tired and grumpy and not feeling good just to appease some of the people? And, or is it better to keep a steady schedule and adjust it accordingly so it actually suits more or less everybody? So that is actually my question. I want to play a quick video. It's a minute and 25 seconds just to give you a little bit of feedback. And here we go.
Daylight saving time sounds kind of special. You're not just saving time, you're saving daylight time. But it puzzles the daylights out of some folks why we fall back to standard time. That's what it's called, standard time. We spend 8 months out of the year in daylight saving time, but standard, which is hardly the standard, is still called standard. It's been shrinking since World War I. That's when daylight saving time was first implemented to save energy. The switch made the sunset time later in the day, so people didn't have to turn their lights on as early. But what about winter and the fall back to standard? Well, look at it this way. Most parts of the U.S. only get about 9.5 hours of daylight in wintertime. That's not much. If we didn't set our clocks back in the fall, sunrise wouldn't be until 8:30 a.m. in many places. You'd be starting and ending your day in the dark. Falling back to standard keeps the time of dawn a little closer to what we're used to. It helps us start our day in the light. Plus, there's that whole extra hour of sleep thing, assuming you go to bed on time when we fall back. So less daylight, but more sleep. Unless you happen to live in Arizona or Hawaii, most parts of Arizona and all of Hawaii don't observe daylight saving time. They don't have to. It's not required by law. So at least during standard time, they may have an easier time computing time differences for phone calls or travel to other time zones. Because after all, that takes time. Carl Azus, CNN, Atlanta.
So now you heard it. It is really interesting what's going on. And I am just, you know, I'm just, oops, excuse me. Okay. Now I got it. Sorry. The video was moving forward. So anyway, I just wanted to let you know there are more than just one or two people or persons who are considering that we should make a change and keep the same the whole year round. So I did actually add a link that's hyperlinked in the transcript here so you can actually watch that video by yourself again and hear what it is. There's only 3 states that actually do not observe the daylight saving time: Arizona, Hawaii, and I think it says Puerto Rico. So I'm not quite sure about that one, but I had found a lot of other articles, and I can't quote everything in 15 minutes. So if you want to know more, Google it. Put in daylight savings time. No. Daylight saving, ing, time, no S, and see what you can all find. I would love to hear some feedback from you about this controversial topic. What are your thoughts? What's your experience? What's your preference? Is it worth it to you to change the time to have a bit more daylight, yet less sleep? How is the change affecting you? What can you do to prepare for the change? So you guys know I'm talking always about healthy body, healthy mind, healthy finances, time freedom, and all those things. How can we take charge of our lives to be happy and healthy? I'm looking forward to hearing from you. You can email me at dythomson@gmail.com. And make sure you put in the URL, BTR or timeline. Daylight saving time, so I know I need to get it out of the spam folder. Or you can text or voicemail only, 562-335-4956, and I will get back with you as soon as I can, like usually 24 to 48 hours. If you choose that you would love to be on the show with me, please let me know also. Let me know what your topic is and how we can actually structure it so it has to do with healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. All right, only a few more days. Today's the 5th. On the 8th, we're changing 3 days. I wish everybody a wonderful, happy day, a great weekend, and don't forget to Don't forget to change your clocks. Put them an hour forward on Sunday morning at 2 a.m. or do it Saturday night before you go to bed. God bless.